Let us pray. Holy and awesome God, your Son's authority is found in integrity and living truth, not the assertion of power over others. May your Spirit open our hearts and minds to your word, and our imaginations to new dimensions of your love, that we may be healed of all that separates us from you and one another, and grow into the vision you unfold before us. Amen.
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 And now, I know, Bram, I saw that you are here, and I, Bram, yes. From the first reading.
All right, Mom. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses speaks on God's behalf with his authority to the assembled people of Israel as they prepare to enter the promised land. In today's passage, we hear that God will raise up a prophet to follow in the footsteps of Moses, and of that prophet's accountability to speak God's word in truth. Reading from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. Listen for the word of God. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me, Moses said, from among your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, quote, if I hear the voice of the Lord my God anymore, or ever again see this great fire, I will die, unquote. Then the Lord replied to me, quote, they are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods or who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die. Close quote. So ends the first reading.
Thank you. Thank you, Bram. And now, if I can get my screen to move, I will invite Bruce for our second reading.
Time it was the custom to invite a visiting rabbi to speak in a local synagogue, such as the one in Capernaum. Here in Mark, Jesus both demonstrates his authority and challenges his listeners when he teaches and heals on the Sabbath. But this is not just any healing. Jesus engages here with forces of evil that oppress and torture humanity. And Jesus prevails, though before long his success will lead to plots against him. Listen again for the word of God in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee.
The word of the Lord. Thanks.
Thanks be to God.
To God.